I believe that the word that the Lord has for me, for you this evening, it will be applicable. Thank you, sir. It will be applicable. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of James. The book of James, chapter 1. And you can put it in the Amplified Classic, MC, 2015. You can do that. James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 5. This scripture has been coming up all weekend, and I've been meditating on it as well. And I believe the Lord wants it in his message for a reason. Hallelujah. When you have it, say amen. Amen. And it reads, consider it holy, joyful. Everybody say joyful. My brethren, whenever you are enveloped or in or encounter, remember that word, encounter, trials of any sort or fall into various temptations, be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. But let endurance, steadfastness, and patience have full play and do a thorough work. Everybody say thorough. So that you may be people perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking in nothing. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproaching or fault finding, and it will be given to him. Amen. And before I continue, my sweet wife, I love you. Thank you for all your support. And baby Charlotte, amen. 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 My family at home, hallelujah. I honor you in your absence as well. I want to speak to you tonight on how to persevere through pressure and trials. Amen. How to persevere through pressure and trials. That word encounter, it means to run into, right? To face unexpectedly. So when you're walking, you encounter somebody, right? You are driving in an intersection, you encounter a car. Like, you could think of just a perpendicular line. You encounter, you're intersecting, right? That's what that word encounter is. And at times in this Christian walk, we will encounter things that we did not expect. Would you agree? All right? The Bible says to count it all joy. Everybody say joy. Let me hear you say a joyful now. A joyful noise. I'm sorry. Now. A joyful noise now. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. What's your joyful sound? What it sound like? What is your joyful sound? Yeah. Like Sister Nisha, she was jumping. Hallelujah. That's joy. Hallelujah. We got to be joyful. Amen. Why? Because it proves our faith. It strengthens us. Yo, I must admit, at face value, when you read that scripture, it sounds easy, right? Count it all joy. I'm like, what does that mean? Right? How do you do that when you're actually going through something? But with God, everybody say, but God, all things are possible. Amen? All things are possible. I want to discuss some things with you this evening and give you some steps and some ways, right? Several ways on how to persevere through trials. And unexpected, expected encounters, right? It's unexpected because you don't know what's going to happen, but you should expect it, right? You should expect it. You see, Jesus does promise us a blessed life, right? But not without persecution. He says, I give you a hundredfold, Mark chapter 10, verse 30. Houses and cars and stuff, all the things that you want in his lifetime. He'll give it to you. He'll bless you. But he says, not without persecution. You will encounter persecution. Amen? Think about it. Why would there be law enforcement if God did not expect the law to be broken, right? Why would God give us pastors if he didn't think we need pastors, if a sheep members would not go astray, right? We need pastors. Why would there be firefighters if a fire is never expected? That's foolish, right? But God is not foolish. He is a wise, wise God. Amen? When you think of encountering something, I remember I'm sure everyone here has a moment. You could put 28 now. I remember when, back in 2020, you know, everyone encountered COVID, right? COVID. We encountered that. How are we going to approach COVID? This pestilence, this unknown thing is in the air that's hurting everyone. Everyone must shelter in place, hunker down, right? It was such a trying time. But count it all joy, amen? That's what we did, amen? But for me personally, and I'm sure every one of us has a story like this in some form, shape, or fashion. Friday, which the world calls Good Friday, right? Get a call 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm at my job, working overnight from a nursing home in New York. Hey, I'm sorry to address to you that your mom just passed away, so on and so forth. At that moment, can you believe it? It's COVID. I'm 1,500 miles away. I don't know where my mom is at. I didn't even give permission for her to be in the nursing home, so I haven't actually got there. But she was there, and I got that news, and I remember my partner, he was doing up with me, and he looked at me, and I just smiled at him. He's like, "What's going on? You okay?" I said, "Yeah, I'm good, man, I'm good." I pulled from that joy. Fast forward to Sunday, Easter Sunday, right? The world calls it Easter. We call it Resurrection Sunday, all right? Day of the Lord. You know, 12 p.m. come after church. During church. Oh, he's doing good. My dad is doing good. Yeah, everything is all right. 11 something p.m. at night, get a phone call. Hey, he's not doing so good. What's going on? I don't know. He's not doing so good. Hey, we're going to put you on the Zoom. We're going to say your last goodbyes. Whatever. Fast forward, he passes away. 3 days later, right? I'm like, God, that is... in that moment, the world just stopped for me. Because now two of the most, supposedly the most important people in my life, in that season, right? I'm an adult now, that's what I'm saying, that supposedly. So I make my own decisions and everything. But they weaned me, they groomed me, did the best they could. Now they're gone, right? They're gone, they're not here no more. So I've encountered a lot of those type of things, not all of them dealing with death, but just losses, accusations, just stuff you expect, but you don't expect it. Sometimes when you even expect it, not like that, right? Like, come on, right? Let's go to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, still in the same translation, verses 3 through 5. Romans chapter 5. I'm going to pull it up in King James just in case. Hallelujah. And this scripture right here backs up James' scripture. And it reads, "Moreover, let us also be full of joy now," right? Everybody say now. Full of joy now. Hallelujah. "Let us exalt and triumph in our troubles and rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that pressure and affliction and hardship produce patient and unswerving endurance." Y'all, I promise you, during that time, it was unbelievable in my natural sense, because it was so supernatural, how I was able to stay steadfast in that moment, because I dug in for that joy. Amen. And endurance, fortitude, develops maturity of character, approved faith, and tried integrity. And character of this sort produces the habit of joyful and confident hope of eternal salvation. Such hope never disappoints or deludes or shames us, for God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So, y'all, even when you're going through something, whatever you may be going through right now, I don't know, every different faces, different sexes here, y'all, it don't matter what you're going through. Take that test. Enjoy it, right? Dig down for joy, right? And I promise you, Through time and time and time and time again, it will fortify you. You'll be mature. You'll know how to handle those things, right? Just like a flat tire. You may get your first flat tire. "I'm going to do this. Oh, my gosh." But you got to go in the back, get that big wrench. You got to get the lifter. You got to get on your knees. You got to find the hitch. You got to find where it goes. Jack it up. It could be raining. It could be storming. But you do that enough time, Man, you're not going to worry, get a flat tire. You're like, I got it. Don't worry about it. It's going to be normal, right? It produces character. It gives you steadfastness. The word joy in the Greek is pronounced chaira. It means cheerfulness that is calm delight, gladness, greatly exceeding joy. That's what it means. Cheerfulness that is calm delight, gladness, greatly be exceeding in joy. Let's go to Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Is this good for anybody? Amen. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord, neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Everybody say that. For the joy of the Lord is your strength, is my strength. Amen. Amen. So if you look, you read this scripture, Nehemiah goes back, right? He gets permission to go back and build the wall and start building up the city. Ezra, he's a scribe. And at this moment right now, they're pulling out the book of the law. And they're getting their identity back, right? And a lot of them start to weep. A lot of them start to, oh my gosh, the book. Oh, the book we've been longing for. We were held captives in Medo-Persia and all that kind of stuff. And Nehemiah says this. He gets up and says, hey, don't be sorry, man. This, come on, let's shout for joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength, right? Amen. So even in tough times, the Bible shows us throughout, on and on and on. When it's tough times, you dig for that joy because that's your strength. Amen. There's a difference between the joy of the Lord and the joy of the world. The joy of the Lord comes from the Lord. It's our confidence in Him. The joy from the world comes from themselves and the confidence they have in their own abilities. For example, Pastor years ago, he shared us a testimony. He gave us a testimony. He said when he needed $1,000, and he was praying for $1,000. He didn't know. He said he was listening to faith messages. And then finally it clicked. He got on his knees and prayed. And he jumped up for joy. And he started shouting, yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah, I got it. And First Lady said, what are you doing? What's going on? And somebody said, Ronnie contested. What's going on? I got it. That's what he says, right? And she goes, so you have the money? Nah, I mean, I got it, but I don't got it, but it's coming. I got it. Like, oh, man, go sit down somewhere, right? That's where Pastor was learning that faith. But here's the thing. But Pastor had confidence, right? That was the joy. The joy of the Lord, he tapped in and it gave him confidence, right? That he knew something was going to manifest physically, right? But it already happened in the spiritual world because God said he's going to have it, right? But he realized it. He said, man, I got $1,000. And no matter what happened, no matter what response people gave to him, he still was faithful, right? And he was joyful, amen, full of joy. And that's how we should be, y'all. That's how we should be no matter what we're facing, no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter who's saying who shot Johnny, I mean, which person did this, what person's accusing you there, who doesn't like you. Dig deep, y'all. Dig deep. And just trust in the Lord. Dig deep and reach for that joy, which is your confidence. Amen? Your confidence in the Lord is going to give you that joy. Amen? The world, on the other hand, when faced with opposition, so, like I said, Pastor, he laughed. He laughed and shouted for joy, right? Now, here's the joy of the world. I'm Michael Jordan. I know I got a set of skills. I know I could take you out. I could dunk on you. I could dunk from the free throw line. I could do my fadeaway. I could cross you over, whatever the case is. So this is the joy of the world. Some dude come in and practice. Man, who this dude, Mike? Mike, cool, man. I want to be like Mike. I want to be like me. Man, he go eat his Wheaties somewhere. And here's the joy of Mike. I'm about to get this dude. That's the joy of the world. They confidence in their own abilities. You see what I'm saying? So he's grinning. He's laughing. I'm about to dunk in this dude. I'm about to windmill tomahawk through my legs on this dude. I'm about to end his contract tonight, right? And he's confident in that because he can do it. But our joy is supernatural, amen? It supersedes talents and abilities, right? So that's the joy of the world. Here are 9 things you need to do when needing to persevere through unexpected encounters and pressures. Number 1, remember, we just talked about it. that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Everybody say that. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen? This requires you, there's no exception, you have to draw from God's promises and laugh at the devil for even making such a stupid attempt. You know, like, you ever see Pastor when there's some adverse that's trying to come against him? And I learned this from him. And he just laughed. Pastor, why are you laughing like this dude just said, you know? Yeah, whatever. Oh, man. All right, devil. And then I started to learn what he was doing. So now I do the same thing. Sometimes people think I'm weird. You know, even at the job, man, that dude, man, he got a gun in the car and all this kind of stuff. Come on, let's go. Man, you didn't hear what I said. Why are you laughing? I'm just confident in the Lord. I'm joyful, right? And I'm going, man, get out the car, man. Put your hand by your back. And everybody's like, I promise you, this dude had a warrant for assault on a peace officer, right? So you would naturally be scared, right? Like, you know, why did he hit a police officer? He got a warrant. Oh, my, you know, he's running from the police. He hit the police. So he's a danger. And he happened to be a manager for a known restaurant. And after seeing him, and he was swole too, man, swole. And he was always them dudes, man, them jail dudes. He was big and swole for no reason. And he probably weighed like 150 pounds, but just the bones probably this skinny, but all that muscle, you know? And he came out with the tank top and everything. I said, hey, man, what's going on, man? He's a brother. So he was like, yeah, how you doing, man? How you doing? I said, hey, man, look, I don't want the problems now. I'm just letting you know. And you're going to lose if you try something. You're going to lose. I'm just letting you know right now. But I'm going to have to place you in custody. I'm going to let you know what's going to happen, right? After, man, what's going on, man? Hey, just turn around. I'm laughing. Come on, man. Just stop playing. Just stop it, man. You know? Click, click. Hey, what's going on? I'm going to let you know in a second. I'm laughing. I'm going to let you know in a second. And everybody looks at me like I'm, like, you know, like I'm crazy. But it's the joy of the Lord. I know my confidence is in God. Amen? I know if he's with me, nothing can happen. Amen? Right? So why am I frazzled? Why? You see what I mean? Like Nehemiah, man, he's building a wall, one brick in one hand, once, and he laughing at the devil. He laughing at Sanballat and Tobias all along. Hey, man, watch one of them fall. Whatever. And they keep building. They kept building. So remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And no matter what's going on, in darkness, you don't understand something, your spouse is acting up, your coworker, your job is acting up, just laugh. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Hallelujah. When the enemy came to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Hallelujah. Amen. And you just keep it walking. You keep it moving. Amen. But number two, here's the thing, y'all. Walk in love. Walk in love. Ephesians 5, verses 1 through 2. Therefore, be imitators of God, right? We're imitators of God. God loves all people. So we got to love people. Amen. It says, copy him. This is in the Amplified. Copy him and follow his example. As well-beloved children, imitate the father. As well-beloved children, imitate their father. And walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. A slain offering sacrifice to God for you so that it became a sweet fragrance. When you hear people say stuff about you, trying to hurt your image, and I could just testify on certain things, and I'm not going to say names and stuff like that, but there were very high people in organizations that were trying to hinder my finances. Not even associated with that person anymore. Nothing like that. But you hear. The Lord will let you know. You hear certain things. And people don't have to tell me nothing. But by the grace of God and favor, you know. And all it did for me was it showed how much God's hand was on that situation. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, you don't have nothing to do with nobody. It's months, it's years. And so, man, you got a phone call, man. This dude said, why this, you know, try to stop your money. Man, why would I even try to do something like that? And I must admit, it was hard in that moment to not deviate in my mind and go somewhere. You see what I'm saying? I wanted to go somewhere and entertain some thoughts. But I didn't. I walked in love. I remember. Now, Pat, brother, come on, Pat. You got to walk in love now. Come on. Don't worry about it. Forgive him. That's number two, walk in love. No matter what, walk in love. Because if you don't walk in love, it's going to hurt your faith. You can't believe in nothing. It's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you. Number three, don't get tired in doing what's right. Don't get tired in doing what's right. Galatians 6:9, let us not get tired of doing good, for we will reap at the proper time. Everybody say proper time. If we don't give up. If we don't give up. That's the contingency. And God's going to give it to you at the proper time, not premature time, right? Not when you're not ready for it. At the proper time. If you don't give up. If you pass that test. So a lot of us sometimes go through financial hardships, right? Man, I don't know how I'm going to give. I don't know what I'm going to give. I don't know. Are you not going to give? You see what I'm saying? That's a hardship. Are you going to stop doing what's right? Are you going to make excuses? Right? Or are you going to tithe? You're going to give what you can give, right? Amen. You never stop giving no matter what. You always do what's right. Amen. Number four, avoid ungodly counsel. Oh, my goodness. Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, the mockers. Another translation reads, oh, the joys of those who do not follow advice of the wicked. Meaning, people that don't listen to dumb people have a lot of joy. Amen. I wish our fellow NBA player that we know, Michael Shea's name, you know, on the thing again, $200 million, y'all. Guaranteed. First time you over in the club with the gun. Who holds a gun like that anyway? Just dangling the gun like this. You know something's right. Nobody holds a gun like that. And then now he holding the gun like this. And you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, you about to forfeit your whole career, potentially, over stupid friends, ungodly counsel. And these friends know what's at stake for this brother. They know. He lost $700,000 on suspensions already, right? Avoiding dumb friends, y'all. Number five, walk in forgiveness. Matthew 6:15, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Y'all, that's another contingency. I incorporate that in every prayer. Lord, actually, Lord, I repent. Father, thank you. I receive your forgiveness as I forgive those who trespass against me. I'll always do that because that's, Jesus said he cannot forgive you. He can't. He can't bypass that. Even when situation where you're mocked, made fun of, whatever. Just walk in forgiveness, y'all. It's not worth it. Amen? It's not worth it. Number six, stay connected to godly people. Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. I believe this is in the NLT version. And she said, look, your sister-in-law has gone back. This is Naomi talking. Your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her gods. Return after your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from the or from following you. Wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people. And your God, my God. Stay connected, y'all. Stay connected. I remember when I was going through something, and this includes godly friends, our mentors, our pastor, anyone godly that can help you, that's going to tell you the truth, and it's going to steer you back to God. I remember I was complaining to him, man, and he's miles away. I was like, man, this ain't, he was like, Brother Pat, stop all that crying. You're a man of God. You're going to be all right. That's what he told me. You're going to be all right, man. Man, quit all that. Dad, man, can I just vent a little bit? Like, you know, I'm confided. Man, quit all that stuff. But that's what you need. I needed that. Amen? But that's what happens when you have godly friends. Amen? Amen. Number seven, seek mentorship. / wisdom and help. Seek mentorship, wisdom, and help. Some things you cannot fix on your own, y'all. We all need help. We all misfire. All of our motors at some point is going to misfire, right? So you got the RPMs, right? Your engine turns over, you got the pistons going like this, you got the crankshaft going like this, right? But then when there's no electricity, you start misfiring. The car won't turn over. Then you got to change some spark plugs. You got to do a tune-up, right? We all need tune-ups in life, y'all. There's nothing wrong with that. Right? And I'm preaching to myself. Literally, we all need tune-ups. We all need a spark plug change every now and then, right? Amen. It's okay. Connect back to the source. Get that electricity back. And your engine start going good. Going good. Going good. You can change the tire by yourself and all that kind of stuff. But, man, just some things you cannot, even if you go on YouTube, Google, try to figure it out, how to get out of this situation, how to, you know, amend your taxes or whatever the case is, just go find somebody who's done it, and that can help you. Someone that's proven, as Pastor always says, and let them guide you to success. Amen? Number 8, make sure to have your armor on. Your armor on. Make sure you have it. As a police officer, I always got it on. Always got it on. Ephesians 6, 11 through 17. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That word wiles, the deceit, the lies, the manipulation. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Fellas, you know, when the devil's trying to tempt you and you're going through a pressuring time, right? Going through a trial, man, just put that belt of truth on. Females, too, put it on. Your like pastor would say, you're true below the belt. Amen? You've been doing good below the belt. Having on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, everybody say above all. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Unbelievable. Like, y'all, that shield will stop so many different things. If you put on the whole armor, that shield protects you from everything the devil has coming from every direction. Every direction. Bing, 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 bing. All the arrows coming. Bing, bing, bing. That's all it's doing. That's all it's doing. Hallelujah. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen? You always have to suit up, y'all. Always have to suit up. And number 9, cautiously keep going. Cautiously keep going. Philippians 3:14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the higher calling of God in Jesus Christ. So after you implement all those things, you're doing all those things, you're getting help, you're walking in forgiveness, you're walking in love, you're doing all these things, you're not standing in an ungodly counsel, you're not sitting amongst scorners and the scornful and people that's mocking God and all that kind of stuff. You take all that and you just move step by step, slowly though, slowly, right? We're talking about trials and pressures here, right? So obviously trials and pressure, those are things you messed up in, they're hard situations, there are things that you didn't even encounter, like intend to encounter, but you encounter them, right? So you want to walk gingerly, right? You encounter broken glass, what you going to do? You just walk through it? Nah, you're going to walk cautiously, right? You're going to walk, you're going to scoot it out the way, you're going to make sure that you're doing appropriate actions to make sure your feet is safe. You always want to walk cautiously. You never want to say, even if you go through it 5 times, you change your motor 5 times, you change everything 5 times, you go through it, it takes a lot of times to perfect certain things. In the military, they go through drills where they change guns, right? They take guns apart, and then to the point where when they get really, really good, they blindfold them, right? Because they want to know under distress, right? Through all the tests and trials, through all the perseverance, through all the mess-ups and the misfires with the gun and all that kind of stuff, now you're ready. Now you're perfected. Put the blindfold on and do it. And they do it. They do it, right? But it took them a while, and they walked cautiously, right? They did it cautiously. So, y'all, tonight, I want you to realize that God has given every one of us the measure of faith. He's given us the ability to win. He's given us the ability to overcome every single thing. No matter what's going on in your life, we get a word in you, right? Like, no matter what's going on, even the situation with my parents, things on the job, whatever, I'm more than a conqueror. I'll quote words, right? I would say, what shall we say to these things, right? Hallelujah. If God be for me, who could be against me, right? You just start quoting scriptures, getting it, get it in you. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. And you start laughing. Amen. God has given us the measure of faith to do those type of things. He has given us all the tools we need to win. God loves when we persevere. He loves it when we don't quit at all. All the way to the end, he loves it. He loves when we have joy going through trials and pressures, right? Doing, you know, military exercises, being a part of the Army Rangers and stuff like that. You know, going through that 62-week course, you know, the Florida Mountain, dealing with all the snakes and the reptiles and all that kind of stuff, water exercises and just so much, doing 5 miles and 40 push-ups and all this stuff in 5 minutes and all that kind of stuff, in 40 minutes. Just going through excruciating exercises. God loves when we have joy going through trials and pressures. God knows that it makes you strong. It makes you strong. Just like a coach. Keep doing them push-ups. Keep doing the push-ups. Oh, I can't do it, coach. I can't do it. Man, you better get down and do the push-ups. Fall on your face. Vomiting and all that kind of stuff. But after a while, you do it. And you're like, look at me now. Look at me now, coach. Yeah. Right? But then you realize you just passed the first level. God loves that. All the disciples did it. Jesus set the bar, and the disciples followed. Except Judas, right? He quit. He took the easy way out. The apostles, they didn't. They died while persevering to the end. They were martyrs for this very day that we're here. The very reason that we're here, every scripture that I pulled from, a lot of them, they were from our disciples, their experiences. They carried their cross and followed Jesus. My question to us today is, what about us? Are we quitters? Are we quitters? No, we shouldn't be. Are we more than conquerors, though? Amen, there it is. Do we have the joy of the Lord? Amen, let me hear the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah! We got the joy of the Lord, devil! Hallelujah. The devil just ran right now. We got the joy of the Lord. We serve a God that always causes us to triumph, y'all. 2 Corinthians 2:14. We serve a God who always causes us to triumph. Just stand to our feet. Hallelujah. 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 Was that helpful for anybody? Yes. To anybody? Amen. I know it's helpful for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all, no matter what you're going through, no matter what it is, no matter what it is, I don't care what it is, the Lord is all that matters, y'all. It's all that matters. And that's how, those are some ways in persevering through pressure and trials. Everyone bow your heads.